Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
You can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club. That's a quote from Jack London. In today's episode, we're talking and asking the question, does creativity require constraints? So, okay, guys, what do you think? Does your creativity require constraints, or do you put constraints on your creativity?
So I kind of have two streams of thought on that. First one is, like, it really does help to have prompts. So, you know how in our little mastermind group, we have somebody will come up like, oh, let's do something Berry Perry. That's a prompt. And because otherwise I can tell you, I would never have painted anything purposely Berry Perry. So that helps. But then I think also, like, you know, the quiet moments where you're not actually doing anything that's related to what you're doing. Like, I could be out weeding the yard and all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, that's a good idea. And then I'm scrambling for a piece of paper so I can write it down. And so that one didn't require a prompt. It was just randomness of my brain. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, I'm thinking more of like, you're creating something and you put a constraint on yourself. So you, like Stephanie, just recently did the middle finger, the bird. Mm-hmm. And you didn't constrain yourself. You let yourself create, have those feelings of creativity and create what you did. So you didn't put a constraint on you. Whereas, like, I probably would have put a constraint on it and sort of tried to figure out a way to paint FU in a different way. You know what I mean? So that's what I was thinking about, like, for constraints.
Yeah. And I think, you know, my 100 days project that I did in 2019 had constraints on it. Everything had to be created in Illustrator. That was, and a certain size. So they all had to be 6x6. They all had to be created in Illustrator. And the reason I did that constraint was to push myself to learn Illustrator inside and out. So there were a lot of things that I had ideas for and how I imagined the finished product being or finished artwork, but I didn't know how to do it in Illustrator. So I had to learn, oh, this is how I put a texture on something, or this is how I do a clipping mask, or this is how I create a brush, or whatever it might have been. And the only reason I did that was to learn a new tool. So
I like that the constraint was actually part of your creativity. So maybe in that instance, it really did push you to become more creative.
Right. And I had a good reason for doing the 100 day project. So that was my motivation to not give up on it. You know, that was my motivation to stick with it. But have I put that level of constraints on what I've done since then? No. Mm-hmm. But I just this week started a new project with some constraints to improve my drawing skills, to get the rust off. So I think to a certain degree, I see constraints more for learning and growing as an artist than necessarily constraints for the creativity of the art. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds kind of crazy to put constraints on creativity, but, like, in that case, it really did expand a different way of how you had to think and create.
Correct.
So in some cases, that's for me, like, constraints would be like, I'm going to do a watercolor of something that I've already done, but I don't change it. I don't know. I think we do put constraints on ourselves, and it does require constraints, but I think we put it on different, in different ways.
Well, and if you think about like all these competitions and all that stuff that everybody has out there and call for art, they're all applying some sort of constraint. You know, like I entered in a competition about, and it had to be in moon, about something about the moon. It was waxing and waning. It's a competition that's in Paris, Tennessee. And so the constraint was you had to create something that was lunar experience. And so all these competitions, they do that so they can create like a body of work that makes sense. So I think the same thing kind of happens when we are making constraints to ourselves. It makes sense and brings a body of work to a logical bundle, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I was thinking, too, in the sense of creating via collections. If you're an artist that creates via collections, you're naturally putting constraint on yourself, but you're not thinking of it as a constraint in all likelihood, I guess would be my guess. The other thing is the constraint just naturally your medium of choice? You know, Stephanie, you choose oil painting. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, that's a constraint to how you create.
Yeah.
It's like our friend Jennifer and I were talking yesterday, and she's trying to think of some new classes to help get more people. And so we decided, well, why don't you do one subject in three different classes? So 1 week it's watercolor, 1 week it's acrylic, and 1 week it's pastels. And so the constraint naturally becomes each one of those mediums, but it's the same subject that you're creating from each week. So I guess in a way, we naturally put constraints on ourselves as creatives, not realizing it.
Yeah, because otherwise, if you don't, you're not going to get anything done. I just can't imagine going to my easel without a purpose, and that purpose becomes a constraint, so to speak. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of an aha moment for me in a way, because I think that's where it's, and this may sound wrong a little bit, but I think that's where it's not necessarily play. It's a production of work. It's not just playing around. It's not just hobbyist in a certain way.
Because I'm not an abstract artist. So one of the things I think about is like, how do abstract artists come to the table and be creative? Are they trying to create something, or are they trying to create a feeling? And what kind of constraint do they put around things? You know, I'm curious about that one.
And I can't speak totally to abstract, but I do some abstract work. And usually when I do that, it's just to free my mind. Mm-hmm. And so it's a specific color palette that I put in my head.
So it's constraint by color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I like the idea of having different constraints. And I guess in an opposite kind of question, can we be creative without constraints?
I don't think I can.
I mean, I don't think I could either.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
I think I would just end up staring there. I think that's like what people might experience if they get writer's block or creative block, because they don't know the direction they're going to take. And I think that those constraints, so to speak, I think constraint is just like a negative word. Maybe it's like a direction. And if you don't have a direction,
that's even better.
Then,
you know, you don't know where you're going to go.
Yeah, I agree. I like that thought, that it's more of a direction.
Mm-hmm.
And more of, you know, it's more of turning it into a project. So I'm going to create a bird. I'm going to paint a pelican. Okay, said pelican is going to be, how am I going to do that? It's almost like the recipe of what is it that I'm going to create. It's not so much as being a constraint. I think that's why when we work in collections, we don't think of it as a constraint. We think of it more of, okay, I'm going to create a collection of sea life, and these are going to be the sea life I'm going to paint, or barn animals, or whatever it might be. that's our recipe for how we're going to do it, or what we're going to do, and how we're going to do it is the medium of choice.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I just thought of it like constraints is like, you're not going to, I don't know, like I'm not going to do some kind of bloody picture of something, you know, like of a nude or anything like that. So my constraint is, I guess, just on me, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you could do sea life, but someone else might say, oh, I'm going to like paint a shark eating a something, you know.
Something gory, right.
Right. And you,
right, right.
You're, so I guess our constraints are just on what we put onto ourselves, I suppose, as far as what we want to convey to our, through our art.
Yeah.
So I think if I went back to like your one of your topics that you mentioned to me about, you know, painting the middle finger. So
right.
When we talk about that, that I wouldn't call that a, like my general feel for my art, I don't consider a lot of the stuff that I do as constraints, but that one being very off brand. So that was very off brand for me. And I recognize that it was off brand, but I don't consider my brand a constraint to what I can create. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. That makes perfect sense.
Because that one, it was very emotionally driven. The trigger for it was a copyright infringement. And so it was very much prompted with a discussion that I was having about, you know, from the legal offices of go F yourself. So
right.
I needed a logo for that. Yeah. So that was the thought. So, you know, it was a prompt. The whole creative, I think, am I wrong? I don't know if she can hear me.
Well, and I almost think of your middle finger project as more of a non-constrained brain dump of art. It wasn't, You didn't put constraints on yourself into what you were creating. You were creating for the fun of creating and releasing this negative energy versus... Because you're right. It is off brand for you. It's not what you would typically create. Yeah. But you were creating based on emotion. You were creating to, like I said, to dump that negative energy onto a piece of paper.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good straight. I just knew like the direction I wanted. I've decided like, okay, I'm going to do it in black and white because if I did it in color, it would take too long and I would remove the emotion from it if I took too long.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't... constraint direction. I knew where I was going to go with it. That was the thing. So, do we consider a direction a constraint? I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know either.
This is a tougher question than it actually, like, on the surface has. You know?
I know. I'm like, on the surface, I was like, oh, well, this will be pretty easy to discuss. But then as we're going through and you really think of the word constraint and what it means,
this topic kind of takes a little more of a, it was a lot deeper than I thought it would be, right?
Yes, I agree. It was on the surface, it was like, oh, well, this will be an easy one to discuss. But then when you think about the word constraint and you really dig into what that means in regards to your art, I realized that I didn't even think about the fact that I put constraints on what I'm creating.
I can't imagine not putting a constraint or like a direction.
Exactly. I like the idea of a direction. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of it being a direction or like a recipe.
Yeah.
Yes. I do too. It's not as negative, and maybe that's what we just naturally do.
Because we all imagine, like in our heads, what the kind of the end piece is going to look like.
Yes.
And that, in an effect, becomes the constraint, which is what we're driving to. Yeah. Interesting.
Because at first, when you hear that, you're like, no, you don't put constraints on creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may not put constraints on your imagination, but your creativity will have a constraint.
Yeah, the output has a constraint. Definitely. Which I really didn't think it did, because when we started this conversation, the only thing I could think that I put constraints on was my 100-day project. But then I'm thinking about what I just started this week, and I'm like, no, I'm putting constraints on that, but it's to grow. It's not, but really all my artwork has a constraint on it.
Yeah. And even like the fun little warm-up projects, like you can have a warm-up project that's like 5 minutes long, 20 minutes long, limit to 32 strokes. You know, all those are the purposes to move yourself forward in a new way of doing things.
I was just thinking the same thing, even if it's just a time, like a warm-up. Yeah, I'm just going to give myself, you know, 5-10 minutes.
And you sometimes like really neat things come about those just 5-10 minutes. And you just walk away and go, huh, okay.
Right.
Interesting. This was an interesting question.
I know.
I'm really curious what our listeners think about constraints as well.
Yeah. Like, what kind of constraints have you guys put on yourselves? And, you know, what was the most challenging constraint you've ever done? Like, I know a lady that did 365 days of painting. That's a constraint. I personally couldn't
and
do
a
that.
Challenge, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big challenge.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if, like, I like the idea of when you said, oh, yeah, 32 strokes, like, have less than or a dozen strokes or whatever. Like, those are great constraints. And I think I like the idea of it being more of a direction. So you guys let us know what you guys put on yourselves as far as your creativity, and let us know how, like, your creative process works. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.